Mark chapter 8. In those days, since there was again a great crowd, and they did not have anything to eat, he called the disciples to him and said to them, I am moved with compassion for the crowd, because for 3 days now they have remained with me, and they do not have anything to eat. And if I send them away to their home hungry, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from a distance. And his disciples answered him, Where will anyone be able to get enough to satisfy these people with bread here in this desolate place? And he asked them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. And he charged the crowd to recline on the ground, and taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks and broke them, and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and they set them before the crowd. And they had a few small fish, and having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied, and they took up the surplus of broken pieces, 7 baskets. And there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away. And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and came into the parts of Dalmanutha. And the Pharisees came out and began to dispute with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven and tempting him. And he groaned deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly, I tell you, no sign shall be given to this generation. And leaving them, he again got into a boat, and went away to the other side. And they forgot to take bread, and except for 1 loaf, they did not have any with them in the boat. And he charged them, saying, Watch, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned with one another, saying, It is because we do not have bread. And Jesus, knowing it, said to them, Why are you reasoning because you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive nor understand? Do you have your heart hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many handbaskets full of broken pieces did you take up? They said to him, 12. And when I broke the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets filled with broken pieces did you take up? And they said, 7. And he said to them, Do you not yet understand? And they came to Bethsaida, and they brought to him a blind man, and entreated him to touch him. And he took hold of the hand of the blind man, and led him forth outside the village. And he spat on his eyes, and laid his hands on him, and asked him, Do you see anything? And he looked up and said, I see men, for I see them as trees walking. Then again he laid his hands upon his eyes, and the man looked intently and was restored, and he began to see all things clearly. And he sent him to his house, saying, Do not even enter into the village. And Jesus and his disciples went out into the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way he questioned his disciples, saying to them, Who do men say that I am? And they told him, saying, John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but others one of the prophets. And he questioned them, But you, who do you say that I am? Peter answered and said to him, You are the Christ. And he charged them not to tell anyone concerning him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders, and the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise. And he spoke this word openly. And Peter took him aside, and began to rebuke him. But turning around and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men." And he called the crowd to him with his disciples and said to them, "If anyone wants to follow after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his soul life shall lose it. But whoever will lose his soul life for my sake and the gospel's shall save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul life? For what could a man give in exchange for his soul life? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man also will be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels."